This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This week's Loud and Local Band of the Week is Southworth. Loud and Local Band of the Week is Southworth. If you want more information about where you can get their music, how they be playing, all you gotta do is go to the BJ Mix page of KISW.com.
Yeah, they got a couple EPs out already. One called Wilt, another one called Someone You'd Rather Be. They're holed up working on some new music, hoping to have it out in a few months. And you can pick up those EPs and on Apple Music or Spotify, wherever you get your streaming music.
And Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, two solid hours of Loud and Local music. It's called Loud and Local. Great show. We'll hear great bands, Pacific Northwest style, like Southworth. It's Friday!
Sometimes I feel for poor Danny over there. He's jumping, he's dancing, he's excited, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us just staring at him.
Yeah.
Like, wait, 4 of us. Yeah. I counted wrong.
Yeah. Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, doing a good job, Steve.
So you got Chris behind you.
Yeah. And we're all just looking at him like, hey, look at this guy jumping. Yeah, he's excited, and we're just like, hey, it's Friday.
How you doing?
Yeah, man.
You can tell who's got the energy and who doesn't.
Yeah.
He's got it for everybody.
Two types of people on Friday.
Yeah, there is. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Brian in Olympia to take on Steve. Brian, are you there, sir?
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Brian. Hola.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Alice in Chains night at the Mariners next week. They're going to be playing the Houston Astros on Monday, August 20th, and you'll be able to go to the game, get an exclusive Mariners Alice in Chains shirt, also a copy of their new record, Rainy or Fogged, which doesn't come out until a week from today, and you get to attend the pregame listening party where you get to hear the new record, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's on Monday.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, go to KISW.com for all the details on this, and also if you want to get tickets to that game and any upcoming Mariners home game, they're available at Mariners.com.
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
New Mexico, California, in which other state did the U.S. gain after the Mexican War?
Arizona.
No.
Pass.
You say pass?
Yes, he did.
Pass.
What does the initial F stand for in the author's name, F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Francis.
Yes. What year did the original Footloose movie come out?
82.
No.
81.
No.
84.
Yes. What was Daniel's last name in the 84 film The Karate Kid?
LaRussa.
Yes. What 1978 movie inspired toga parties on college campuses?
Animal House.
Yes. Who was James Bond in the film Die Another Day?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yes. Wait, what was that?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yes. Which horses are used as mascots for Budweiser?
Clydesdale.
Yes. In what decade was Macho Man Randy Savage born?
'40s.
No.
'50s.
Yes. Which Paris landmark was completed in 1889?
Eiffel Tower.
Yes. And that is 8 correct.
Not bad.
And that's a decent score.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Are we going to get another loser song this week?
I hope so. I'm very excited about it.
Cap off the week with a big old loss for Steve.
That'd be a great way to go into the weekend. We're very close to going into the weekend that way with a big loser song. I think Steve's met his match.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Shots fired.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
New Mexico, California, and which other state did the U.S. gain after the Mexican War?
California. Texas.
Yes. What does the initial F stand for in the author's name, F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Francis.
Yes. What year did the original Footloose movie come out?
80s.
No.
Oh.
Year.
Oh, year. 81.
No.
82.
No. What was Daniel's
83?
Last... Nope. Okay. What was Daniel's last name in the 84 movie, The Karate Kid?
LaRussa.
No.
Daniel LaRusso.
Yes.
Sorry.
What 1978 movie...
He was manager.
What 1978 movie inspired toga parties on college
Animal
campuses?
House.
Yes.
Toga.
Who was James Bond in the film Die Another Day?
Sean Connery.
No.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
Nice.
Which horses are used as mascots for Budweiser?
Clydesdales.
Yes. In what decade was Macho Man Randy Savage born?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Thinking.
50s.
Yes. Which Paris landmark was completed in 1889?
Eiffel Tower.
Yes. How many days of the week have a Y in their name?
7.
Yes.
Oh.
And Steve, you win.
Damn it.
9-8.
Wow.
Sorry, Brian.
Wow. Yeah. See you later, buddy.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
From that star up in the sky, from that mountain peak up high.
You know what?
What?
I'm the world's greatest.
That day.
This was a good day.
Yep, no loss, no loser song for any of you.
No.
He's getting in heel mode, too.
Brother.
Look at that.
Yeah. That's right. He's going wrestling tonight. Me as a heel.
Not wrestling tonight. Sunday.
I said, going wrestling Sunday night.
Right. Teach this little punk kid named Chase James a thing or two about respecting his elders.
All you teach him is how you're a dirty fighter.
No. That's all on how it's looked at. I was not dirty.
You weren't dirty?
No.
A cup check is...
I gave him a cup check. He should be wearing one, and then I gave him a schoolboy roll-up for the pin.
Yeah, I feel like that's not...
And now he wants a rematch,
yeah.
And I have to schlep to Marysville to make it happen this Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Skate Center.
From beautiful Puyallup.
It's luxurious Puyallup, Washington.
Sorry, my bad.
Thank you.
The only one that you did miss out on was when the original Footloose movie came out, and that was 1984.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, isn't it? Now you know.
Now I know.
Something.
That's a great movie.
The original Karate Kid?
No, Footloose, he said.
Oh, wait. Yeah, never mind. Sorry. I already forgot what we were talking about.
And the original Karate Kid. I lump both of them in the great movie category.
I haven't gone back and watched Footloose. I don't think I'd never even really needed to.
Well, everybody's got to cut Footloose, so, you know, hey.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Call number 9. Guess what you're getting? You are getting that Alice in Chains night. That's what you're getting. Yeah, tickets to check out the Mariners on Alice in Chains night this Monday as they're taking on the Astros, and that's a pretty sweet prize. I mean, man, you get great Alice in Chains, the new music, as well as getting to watch the Mariners in, you know, one of the biggest series they're going to have this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. Not too shabby. All right, Steve, your favorite site, Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
You know,
POF.
Yeah, POF.
In
case you don't know, it is a dating site. And they analyzed 9 million profiles to figure out what genres of music were the most attractive. And this is what they found. For men.
Country.
Yes. Yeah. For men, country is the most attractive.
Because what do you get with country music? Female country music fans that wear short shorts
and cowboy boots.
So this is interesting.
That, my friends, is heaven on earth.
Yeah. This is the men who put country music as one of their interests got 32% more messages and were 65% more likely to find a match. So the women do dig guys when they say they love country. Now, what do you think it is for women? What do they put down that gets them the most
country
matches? No, sir. Not country.
Well, when a country girl want a country man?
Well, you see, again, you're a woman just trying to get a man. And
folks just don't get it.
So think about this. What do most women on Plenty of Fish like? They like country music. So if you put country music as a dude, more women are going to follow you. So what do you think most men, the kind of music they like on Plenty of Fish?
Hip-hop.
No, not hip-hop.
Top 40.
Not top 40.
Rock music.
You're close, Danny.
All right. Ooh.
Not just any kind of
alternative.
Rock.
Alternative.
Polka rock.
Not polka
industrial.
Rock.
Industrial.
Not industrial.
Classic rock.
Metal. Not alternative. Not metal.
Classic rock.
There you go, my friends. Which is really something, because you would think that young people, and a lot of young people around Plenty of Fish, wouldn't really like classic rock. But more and more I'm reading, young people love the classic rock artists. They just love them.
I'm not surprised. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with video games. Not just rock band. Rock
good
band
point.
It's an obvious major factor, but other video games are using classic rock music, or even like movies like Guardians of the Galaxy, they delve into the classic world.
Yeah. They also found out that women who like classical music and men who like rap are the most likely to be seeking a long-term relationship. Isn't that interesting? So chicks who are into classical, guys who are into rap, they're the long-termers. I would never pick that.
Is there one style of music that you absolutely could not stand to be around someone that's a fan of?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it's a deal breaker for a relationship, but maybe it's a deal breaker when it comes to letting them pick what
opera
music to listen to in the car.
Opera.
Yeah.
If they were a big fan of opera and tried to drag my ass or wanted to play that in the house, I'd be like, I'm done. I can't do this.
That's a very solid pick.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Danny?
Country. I cannot stand country. Like, I mean, they look great in those short shorts, but if I have to listen to a Brad Paisley song, I will go insane.
I'm like on the fence with country. I like old school country, obviously.
Yes.
You know, some like the Johnny Cashes of the world, obviously. But I also don't mind some of the newer country that's clearly written by guys that did not make it as rock musicians. So like the Florida Georgia Line, the Keith Urbans. Like, you can tell these guys have a rock sensibility in what they're doing music wise, but some of that stuff is just cheesy for me.
Yeah, I agree completely.
But all the country female singers, I'm okay. I'll listen to Carrie Underwood. I don't care because I'm picturing her. So it's,
oh, there is that.
And those two girls, the two blonde haired girls. I don't even Maddie and Maddie's friend.
Yeah. Maddie and Maddie's friend. That's a great band.
Wow, that's. I used to really, really hate country, but I've really kind of fallen into like the bluegrass and the folky stuff.
Yeah.
But anything newer is not my jam, but I would rather listen to opera all day than have to listen to like the real gangster rap. It's just not my jam. It's too much for me.
Damn. What about like the mumble rap?
Yeah, no. I'm good.
How about low? Was it what they call low tech, lo fi? Is that what that is?
Yeah, SoundCloud lo fi.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Lo fi hip hop.
How about you, Rev?
Oh, gosh. I think it really has to be like the really hard techno stuff where they're dropping the bass and it just gets...
Oh, EDM?
Yeah, when it gets too aggressive.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Oh, it just gets too intense for me.
That's when Steve gets busy.
That's when I dance.
That's when it's it.
Really?
That's when it's on.
Yeah, Summer Meltdown. Yeah. That's the one weekend a year where you'll see Steve dancing.
Okay, at that point, maybe I would stand that music just to watch you dance.
I don't know, I was Bass Nectar was playing. I'm losing my mind. And a guy that listens to the show comes over. He's like, Steve, big fan. I'm like, what's up? And he looks at me and he can just tell him in a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, stay melty.
Yeah. I'm
like, all right, yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
It's awesome.
All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. You get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Stop freaking! Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
So whatever you want to talk about, this is what it's all about. Your chance to run this fine show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. But do remember, when you call, when you take control, Steve has one rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
It's a little easier when we do text because we're able to actually add the energy to your text. So even if you're a boring ass F, we can make it better on a text.
Yeah, we can do it like in a fun accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have a lot of fun accents. That
somebody
you
texted once, like, we should do a whole show in just accents to see how long we can do it.
Nope. Oh, boy.
I don't think that would be fair to anybody.
No.
Yes, I think that would be fantastic.
Of course you wouldn't. Vicky would do it in an annoying little cartoon voice.
That's not an accent.
It's not annoying, and it's not an accent.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's all she would say. Well, I can't do an accent, so can I do my little voice?
Indubitably. I don't know. I got nothing.
Wow. What is that, an accent?
I was trying to do Marvin the Martian.
Okay. You know something?
Is it like an accent, like a French or
I agree.
German?
You can do any kind of accent, I guess.
What, a Marvin the Martian accent?
Yeah.
Is that even an accent?
Yeah, it's from Mars.
So that's a Mars accent.
Yeah, Martian accent.
Okay, I am getting dumber by just listening to this conversation.
You're welcome.
I can't afford it.
I can do by Forrest Gump.
No.
That's not an accent? Oh, I guess it is.
It's kind of southern.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. It's good to see you guys.
Okay, that is a creepy you're about to axe murder me accent.
It's French.
Oui, oui. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm right next to the Eiffel Tower. It's amazing.
Ha-ha. That's not a real person, the Eiffel Tower. I'm out.
I can't even last one break.
You tapped out, buddy.
I couldn't do it. Sorry, Texter. Yeah, you and Sean Connery back there are just brilliant.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Okay.
Yes. I'm okay. Fantastic.
Okay. Uh-huh. Seriously, the
two. Oui, oui. Oh, I love your French accent. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you.
God.
It's like I'm in here with a Frenchman. Would you like an hors d'oeuvre?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Okay, I'm giving hors d'oeuvres, not
Jesus,
chocolate.
Honestly, uh-huh. You guys,
I'll take one of those hors d'oeuvres,
I'm
please.
Almost wanting to hear Vicky's stupid cartoon voice over this.
Hey, let's all celebrate my food.
I changed my mind.
I'm out.
I've changed.
I'm out again.
Let's all do accents.
I'm going to talk to Jeff now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. You're saving us.
206-421-ROCK. Please, somebody guide this show. Jeff in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Hey, BJ.
Hey, Jeffy, what you got for us, buddy?
Hey, I got a question there. You know, you guys were just talking about the kinds of things that men and women find attractive in each other on their profiles and all that.
That's right. Well, for as far as music genres go, yeah, if you're a dude, put down that you like country because women do like that country music. And if you're a chick, put down that you like classic rock because that's what guys like. And that'll get you more of the gender you're looking for.
Well, the thing is, what is considered classic rock nowadays? Because, you know, I'm 46, and, you know, when I grew up in the 80s, you know, the 60s was classic rock. So by that standard, you know, the 80s and 90s would be classic rock as well, correct?
You know, it's interesting, Jeff. Because a buddy of mine who used to work here in Seattle, and he's now part of our company, Gary Bryan, hosts a, you know, great morning show down in L.A. On K-Earth. They are an oldies station, or I don't know if that's what they call themselves, but they basically play the oldest rock music that can be played. And that used to be the doo-wop 50s stuff.
Now it's the Beatles.
Yeah, not even that. Dude, I'm hearing the Police.
Yeah.
I'm hearing, you know, like saying, Jeff, I'm hearing stuff like from the 80s and, stuff from the 70s, but no more doo-wop on a station that used to be a doo-wop station.
It's crazy to hear, like, you got regular, like, active or current rock that eventually becomes classic rock, and then that classic rock eventually gets bumped to them becoming oldies, and you're just seeing that happen as, like, it's weird considering Alice in Chains or Nirvana as classic rock.
Some people consider them that,
And as much as it hurts me to think that, because then it makes you feel older, because I still view those bands as being new bands, because that's, like, that was my youth with those, were those bands, so I don't view them as classic rock, but I can understand why some people would consider them that, because it's from, especially Nirvana, they're not putting out any new music, and we last heard from them in the 90s.
Well, like, some things are put that in that classic, the classic rock category is if something that's been around for 25 years.
Right.
So if it's 25 years, that's technically classic.
But it's weird because at some point there was a cutoff for oldies. Like, you know, I think that stuff from the 60s and the early Beatles would be considered oldies, but then the late Beatles stuff would be considered classic rock. Jeff, how about you? Where do you draw the line that what's considered classic and what isn't?
I'm still looking at 60s, you know, because I grew up in that area. You know, I grew up with my dad's music, so obviously his music, and that's what I use as kind of a measure right there. Anything that my dad listened to back then, I'm still considered as classic rock. But the 80s and 90s, it still feels like brand new, yet still does, you know,
getting
older.
You know, you're getting older, man. Jeff, I appreciate the call because my sister because she grew up on the doo-wop stuff and the early 60s stuff, and she would say the same thing when I go, dude, this is old music. She goes, no, it's not. It's relatively, I mean, I feel like it's still new. It's like, no, it's, and she's 9 years older than me. I'm like, no, dude.
Dude, that was oldies. That's why I was pretty, I'm choking on a piece of watermelon right now. It's like a wedge of a watermelon stuck in my throat.
Watermelon's the one fruit that you really, it's supposed
to dissolve and go
chew
down.
I forgot to chew it. I just swallowed it whole.
But it's just water. How are you choking on that?
I don't know. That would suck if I choke on a watermelon.
Yeah, it would, because most people... You okay over there?
I think I got it down.
Swallow.
I've heard of people choking on a lot of things, but watermelon is like the one thing that dissolves and melts and is like probably like 85%
dissolves
more.
And melts. There's nothing dissolving in this. It's
no,
hard.
When it gets in your mouth, it like just it
it's
just
called chewing and swallowing.
You leave the watermelon there. It's like it's mostly water. It's just like
when is a watermelon ever dissolved in your mouth?
It's not cotton candy.
I'll try and put it in my mouth right now.
See if it starts dissolving and melting in your mouth, dude.
Melting. It's not ice cream.
I'm just telling
who
you.
Who in that room knows the Heimlich? By the way, right. Steve's just shoving that in his mouth.
It's not dissolving, man.
Oh, that was lovely.
Look
at Vicky when you speak.
It's not dissolving.
He's doing a French accent with a full mouth.
It sounds better than when he doesn't have a full mouth.
You know, we're only going into a weekend. We're not going on vacation, and yet I feel like we're totally in, like, we're on like a 2-week vacation mode or something.
Somebody said, like, you guys have checked out today, huh? And I'm like, we checked out on Monday.
Yeah, we did.
And we'll check out again on Monday next week.
Yeah, we will. That's how we're doing it now. Every day is a day before a vacation. All right, so let's just on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Got more of your calls, more of your texts. And don't forget, these guys, you're going to see them next Saturday at Pain in the Grass. Yeah, it's just a week away. Alice in Chains on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I got a text stemming from something earlier that we played with the little kid in the fart machine with his dad.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we have that audio, but maybe we should play that again. But a few people were texting about how funny that was with the kid referring to, I guess, farting as a fart machine.
Yeah, basically that's his dad's going off to work, and he's like, well, be a good fart machine, Dad, when he goes off to work.
A what?
The mom's the best part of that whole thing.
That's awesome.
What's going on between you two?
Yeah, that's great. So dad's going off to work just being a fart machine, and that would be what the Rev's kid would say to him every day when he leaves.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Didn't the dad, he said something, well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
That is what Rev does.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I do.
That's fun. Okay.
One person says, in light of this story, we need to hear your recording, Steve, of when you farted, which made Lulu bark and your wife yell, Steven.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great moment.
That's classic.
In radio history.
Steven. God. It's not the only one.
No, you've had multiples.
Steven.
Lulu, yeah. It just gets Lulu's like, my God, it's like I'm at ground zero, really. She just trips out.
And if these were movie suggestions, this would probably be the Academy Award winner.
No.
Why are you so gassy?
I don't know.
It's so gross.
It's probably the soup.
We didn't eat soup.
The thing we had.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it.
I can't help it.
No.
It's a delightful relationship here.
It's probably the soup. We didn't have soup.
Oh, the other thing.
Did you hear, though? It sounded like she was talking to a child. I mean, really, when you think about it.
She does refer to me as her child.
Yeah. She's just got a charmed life, she does.
Yes. Thank you. It's about time somebody recognized.
Oh, she's just the luckiest girl on the planet.
I would agree.
Yeah, well, I can see why you'd agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll let her know that you agree with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can let her know that I think she's just been gifted with you.
Someone texted in at 77999 and said, hey, guys, my mom passed away recently, and even during these hard times, you guys still managed to put a smile on my face. I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. You help a lot more people than you could ever know. Rock on. P.S. Steve, could you give me the info on where you're wrestling this Sunday? I'd love to come out and support you from Tuna on Rye.
Well, our condolences, ma'am. Sorry to hear about your mom, and I'm glad that we can help out through tough times. That's what we like to do, man, and it makes me feel good to know that we were able to help put a smile on somebody's face going through such a tough time.
It's humbling when you hear those kind of things.
It's
on the flip side, the wrestling thing, if you want to see me wrestle,
do it
this Sunday in Marysville, part of Combat Pro Wrestling, CPW, great wrestling promotion in town. I'm taking on some little
punk named Chase James.
I don't know, man.
What's up?
I feel like that last fight, I think Chase has got a legitimate complaint.
1, 2, 3, I won.
Yeah, I heard about a cup check, though. I don't think that's legal in wrestling.
Well, if he has the balls to face me again.
Hey, well, he doesn't.
Get him. Yeah, you know he does.
This Sunday, it all goes down. 6 o'clock is when doors open. 6:30 is bell time. And, yeah, I'm going to be wrestling at Marysville Skate Center with Combat Pro Wrestling this Sunday. It's going to be a great time. And if you want to come down and cheer or boo me, that'll be a blast.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of boos, man.
Well, you know what? They could all suck it.
Whoa! Marysville. Okay, I see how it's going. I see. So you're firing shots at Marysville right there. Okay.
All of them. All of Marysville.
You're on.
I'm coming for you, brother.
He's got you on report.
I'm excited.
All right. What time again?
6 p.m. Everything starts.
All right. Sunday night. It's going to be good.
Sunday.
Oh, you might come in defeated on Monday.
I might.
Oh, we'll have to get an update to see, you know, or if there was another cup check incident.
Well, we'll find out, BJ. I don't plan on losing.
We'll find out.
Earlier, we were talking about what's something that you love to brag about. And somebody texted, hey, Migs, my uncle and aunt used to babysit Kurt Cobain. We're still friends with all the Cobains, and I painted his parents' house in Aberdeen, and that's from Wheels.
Yeah, I mean, that is, I mean, you never think when someone's watching a little kid that all of a sudden they grow up to be somebody who had the influence that Kurt had. That's nuts. But, I mean, everybody was a little kid at one point.
We have a text that says, today is my sister Stephanie's 35th birthday.
Oh, Stephanie.
Can Migs' parents please wish her a happy birthday? Thanks for the awesome show. Keep up the great work.
Oh, well, are they busy? Because I know they're busy people, but...
I don't know. Is Rev,
I don't understand it, but they had just called like 30 seconds earlier. They know something.
Wow, hey, they must have known that Stephanie's having her 35th.
Yeah.
All right, Mom, Dad?
Happy birthday to you.
That's very nice. Stephanie's loved. Your parents are really amazing. Sorry. They take time out of their busy day every time.
I just got distracted. Yeah, earlier I was talking about how I was choking on a piece of watermelon.
Yeah, that happened.
Swallow it. And I can't even... This text is so terrible. It's
okay,
so funny.
Wow.
Let me see if I can paraphrase it.
Wow, somebody from the 360 has made you a part of their movie.
Oh, yeah, Steve. Swallow that S. You dirty slut.
Wow.
I did.
Damn.
Wow.
That's
no regrets.
Disturbing.
No regrets on that one.
Yeah, that's very, very disturbing. All right, here's a big question, and this needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and a cop car have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:47 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What's a Ryan Castle and a cop car have in common?
Sometimes you got to hose off the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
That hard plastic back seat.
That's
all too familiar. Cold, hard plastic back seats.
Yeah.
Well, it's all fun. Oh, nice. I shouldn't read that one.
Whoops.
Steve gets nervous when either rides his ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're nervous when either one is riding right behind you.
That's a fact. Tailgating.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Both need a good hosing out every once in a while.
I'll see.
Yeah, you got it. You're following the lead, buddy.
Hello, and both chase down drug dealers.
Hello, other person that has been in the back of a cop car before.
Yeah. This is a lovely story. Since we talked about Amber Heard allegedly taking a poop on Johnny Depp's bed, a guy wouldn't pull over because he needed the bathroom, and he wound up pooping in the back of a cop car.
Oh, no.
There you go.
That's funny. We were just having a conversation about not being able to hold it right before we started the segment while you were out of the room.
Yeah. Jogging stories.
You know, if you're in your mid-40s and you're pooping in the back of a cop car, I think your life hasn't been as exciting as you thought it would be.
That's a fact. I mean, really, you shouldn't be in the back of a cop car in the first place. Let's start there.
Yes.
And then in a position where you have to make a doo-doo.
He pooped a couple of times, actually, in the cop car.
Sometimes it
get moved.
Yeah, I get it. Ryan Castle.
Trying to get it in there.
Yeah, he's going to move you with a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the
the day.
Don't ask her to twerk. Right,
I'll give you some beats.
Okay. Get it. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Hey, it's a skill. If you try it.
Yeah, it's a wicked skill.
It's actually way harder than it looks.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
wow.
Pretty good, Steve.
You're almost flapping, though.
Steve, that's don't try that. Now
it looks like you're trying to shake a dingleberry off. Hell yeah,
it's a new dance craze, a dingle.
Dingle to the left, dingle to the right.
Okay. Drop that berry.
No.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.